It certainly is very high on our priority list, and we've been talking a lot about it, trying to raise awareness about it. We're pushing the doorbells of all the humanitarian agencies, the UN agencies and NGOs who deal with this, UNICEF and many others who are trying to treat the victims. We've put in place a strategy to try and tackle this problem of sexual violence, trying to change the cultural attitudes, trying to make sure treatment is there, trying to raise awareness, trying to generate interest in local groups, women's groups, church groups and others in changing people's attitudes. One very fundamental point is that if you're conducting rape, attacking women in Eastern Congo, your chances of being caught and punished are extremely minimal. So we have to change that. And that requires actually institution of a system of justice, which scarcely exists in terms of police, prisons, judges, courts, reliable systems of all kinds. That's a long-term solution.